It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
We have our special guest, Josh. And welcome back. We have Josh Bernstein here for two segments. And the third segment, we're going to have a cameo by Dr. Ron Klatz, one of the founding members of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. Lots of things to go over. Rock and roll, and I'll try not to interrupt too much, but let's summarize the latest news analysis of one of the best news analysts out there, Josh Bernstein. And if they want to go to your website, what is the website address, Josh, including your direct link to your... Go ahead.
Patreon.com/Josh Bernstein. Look, folks, lots of things are changing here on YouTube. In the next week or so, we've got this COPPA rule, which was handed down by the New York Attorney General in the state of New York. They ended up, defeating YouTube. And what it really does is it now differentiates between children content and content that is made just for children as opposed to everybody else. So we don't know what's going to happen here. Hopefully nothing's going to happen, and, you know, it'll be, you know, much ado about nothing. But we all have to set our channels now to a specific option. And so I have obviously, you know, set mine to the correct one so that children cannot see the content, even though the content is really not racy. It's not controversial. It's just the truth. But
yeah, they put that up there now. Basically, if you don't say it's not for children, they will block you even posting up your YouTube, right? And, of course, it's not for children.
Yeah, and not only that, but the children channels are going to suffer, too, because if you do have a child, and let's say they have a channel in which there's lots of cartoons or, you know, kid characters or what have you, they can't do comments. They can't show subscriber counts. So it's very limiting to the children. In some respects, obviously, that's good because it's safeguarding those children. You know, they're not going to interact with grown-ups in the comment section. Some creepy dude, you know, is saying something to your little girl or your little boy. So that's obviously a good thing. But what we don't know, and I guess the elephant in the room, is what is YouTube really, really planning on doing here? Are they using this as a catalyst to censor other people? Or are they legitimately doing this to protect children? That we don't know. And again, with YouTube's track record of censoring conservatives, I think everybody would be smart to do something as far as having a backup plan. My backup plan will consist of opening up a Roku TV channel, hopefully in the next week or so, and I'll be advertising that on my own channel just so that I can migrate my audience in time over to Roku TV, but I'm also going to do another one on BitChute as well.
Yeah, that was excellent. I would actually have replication. The other one that's very good is Vimeo. And Vimeo does not block you. They don't do any kind of, you know, whatever. They're trying to get more people. So I have...
It's interesting.
Livestream was taken over by Vimeo. It's the most advanced broadcasting, so we can do that. Up to 5 different high-definition locations around the world and flip them. And do it live, and actually they do not block you. So my private video channel is a Vimeo channel, not YouTube, because I don't trust YouTube, because I have a feeling the globalists behind them are trying to do further things, because if they're trying to separate children, it means they're going to try to insert information for children that probably is not good, right?
Yeah, there's no question about it. And look, I had a Vimeo account. I didn't really use it for many, many years, but I just signed up for the pro level one. Because what I'm going to be doing now is dropping videos on Vimeo, and then Vimeo will then be connected to Roku TV through InstantTVChannel.com, and then they will now take the videos and put them up on Roku Television. So I'm using it as a new platform.
Use Vimeo
to put videos on.
Right. So in other words, use your Vimeo to put channels over on Roku and elsewhere. And by the way, Roku opens up on your TV and elsewhere, right?
Yeah, exactly. Basically, you look at it this way. Because of the amazing amount of censorship that myself and other conservatives are now feeling and having to deal with, we now have extra work to do, which means that what? We're still going to put our videos out on YouTube until we can't, obviously. Every single morning, I'll continue to do that. But now I have extra added steps. Now I have to upload to Vimeo, and then Vimeo goes to Roku TV, and I'm also going to now have to upload to BitChute as well. So, again, it's just making more work for us, but, again, we're also getting a chance to expand onto different platforms and build an audience in other areas as well.
Right. Yeah, and the important thing is you need to have high-quality information, because the thing that's going to save our civilization and humanity over the next number of years is wisdom. And wisdom is basically data that brings concepts together so you don't deal with cognitive dissonance. And when that's what you're brilliant at, you look at things and you try to pull it together and say, does this make sense? And you want people most firstly to ask better questions and then realize that most of us are being herded into one side or the other or not taking all the available data into account, and therefore we're being manipulated, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. I mean, you know, they say that this is quote-unquote for the children, but, you know, this is YouTube, let's not forget, and they are known for censoring conservative voices. So is it really for the children, or is this a backdoor into another way to censor conservatives? I don't want to find that out. I don't want to be left hanging, so to speak, and so I'm trying to prepare now.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think we're seeing the gradual slip of cyber censorship and digital, what I call the Minority Report, moving into our lives. Not just when you go and buy things on Walmart or Amazon, or you do search engine optimization to get your data out through Amazon or Google or some other system. There's the cybernetic state is now the largest corporations on the planet, and they control more wealth than even many countries. And they're also they're often enemies of what we call autonomy. It doesn't matter if you're on the left or the right; they're enemies of autonomy, aren't they?
Yeah. There's no question about it. So I think that the globalists and the Alphabet Incorporated, which runs obviously YouTube and some of these others, they understand what happened in 2016, and they're going to try to limit as many conservative voices as humanly possible in the lead up to this election. So this is the reality that we live in, unfortunately. I wish it wasn't this case. And the only thing that's going to change that is pitchforks and, whatever, and demanding that they stop doing this to us. And, the number one person is the president. President Trump needs to be leading the charge against censorship.
But he needs good information. We're working, I have a backdoor now through Dr. Bob Goldman and his colleague, Dr. Ron Klotz, I've known for 12 years. And they're the founders of A4M, and they actually have got the latest letter we did yesterday with a video review by John W. Spring. And we need to get the information through. For example, your information needs to get through to Donald Trump because he's either been filtered by people around him or he's been shepherded or pulled in a specific direction. And, you can't operate the presidency like a game show. And the fourth contestant sounds like they got a really good argument, so you listen to them even if you're not an expert in that area. And that's the problem, is we have a president who's, overwhelmed, and he wants to do the right thing, but if he makes bad decisions, it'll be catastrophic, whether we don't have missile defense or we don't have to deal with the drug trade or the borders. Or, for example, why is he even allowing this so-called farce of impeachment to go on? I think he should have been stopped it, right? Or at the very least, have the Senate start a parallel investigation to subpoena, for example, Hunter Biden, and do other things to actually have the media have to cover the fact that there's a parallel investigation in the Senate, right?
Yes, yeah. I mean, I agree with what you're saying, but I don't think the president himself could have stopped anything. I think it really falls on the Republicans to have not have played game. And even Sean Hannity said when it first started that they should send one attorney there and just the Republicans just absolutely not even show up and just do it that way. But on the flip side of that, I guess it was good that the Republicans were there because they were able to dismantle every single argument that the left was trying to make for impeachment. And now we have a situation where those 31 Democrats that were elected in Trump won districts in 2016, two of them, Jeff Van Drew and Colin Peterson, have already said that they're not going to vote for impeachment. They were also the only two that voted against the impeachment inquiry to even begin. And so there's only 14 Democrats that we need to peel off of the 31 Democrats. if we peel off 14 Democrats, this dies in the House. Now, a lot of conservatives are saying, don't let it die in the House. Let it go to the Senate and let's air the dirty laundry and that we can call Adam Schiff as a witness and everything else. And I understand where they're coming from, but I have a different take on it because I know for a fact that there's at least five or six rhino establishment Republicans like Mutt Romney and Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins and Richard Burr, you know, and a bunch of others, maybe even Marco Rubio. And what they would do is they, if they had an opportunity, they would vote to impeach the president. They may not say it now, but if the vote came down to it, and again, you need 19 votes to impeach him and convict him in the Senate. That's never going to happen.
Right.
But I could see the Democrats, if five or six Republicans decided that they hate President Trump and they were like, okay, here's an opportunity to vote to impeach him, even though it's not going to work. There's a few of them that would do that. And I'm afraid that the Democrats would then use that as a political weapon against the Republicans to run ads to say, look, even five or six of the Republicans in the Senate voted to impeach the president. And I could see them running attack ads in the swing districts on that, which is why I don't want them. And I want this to die in the House and not go to the Senate.
Exactly. In other words, what you don't want it to go to the Senate. In other words, that's a good point. The point is they want to use it as because they know they can't have full enough Republican senators to do the impeachment, but they want to damage him enough that he loses the election, is what you're saying. I agree.
That's
a really good, and I think I agree with your point. So what people need to understand what's going on now is a dance, and you know, like the, remember the movie The Shining, Dance with the Devil? And that's what's going on right now. And now it's even switched from Adam Schiff, last two letters of his name are TT, to Nadler. And these guys are, they're bizarre. I mean, it's almost like you got to watch them and said, where are these people coming from, right?
Yeah, I know. It is amazing. The Schiff Show, everyone calls it that, right? It's a giant Schiff Show.
Yeah.
And Adam Schiff has basically taken a giant shift on the Constitution and President Trump's due process rights.
Yeah.
And it's really sad that it's been allowed to continue. And I think what's going to end up happening is when it, if it goes to the House Judiciary Committee, you have to understand, during the Thanksgiving break, those 31 Democrats that I spoke of earlier, they have been absolutely bombarded and pounded with RNC advertisings and attack ads and independent conservative PACs. They've been smashing them in those districts for 2 weeks now. And a lot of them are starting to get cold feet, and they may buck leadership. So, again, this may die in the House Judiciary Committee.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a feeling it's going to die there because a lot of the Democrats in these swing districts know that if this even goes further and further embarrasses them, they're going to probably be bounced out of office, which means that the Republicans will take the House and the Senate back. And you're right, it shouldn't go to the Senate. There should be ways of terminating it. And now, of course, I heard that Trump at first was talking about going to before this committee. He's decided he's not going to go before the committee now. So that's kind of a good move. Obviously, he reconsidered with some good advice from somebody that said, don't do this.
Right, exactly. And you have to think about the lack of intellectual firepower that the House Judiciary Committee has on the Democratic side.
Right.
I mean, you're talking about Jerry No Nads Nadler.
Right.
You're talking about Jemiah Prima Hall or whatever the heck her name is.
Right.
You're talking about Sheila Jackson Lee, who probably couldn't pass a third grade math assignment. And they're going up against Doug Collins. They're going up against Ratcliffe. They're going up against Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz and Louie Gohmert. I mean, you have to understand that. Get the popcorn ready, folks, because they are going to absolutely dismantle them in the House Judiciary Committee. It's going to be one shift after another. I mean, they're going to kill them. They're going to destroy them politically. So, again, we see the polls, right? They're all tanking. Independents are abandoning the Democrats. They don't like this impeachment thing, even some Democrats. I mean, his rally in Florida, they said Kellyanne Conway. No, it wasn't Kellyanne Conway. It was Gina Loudon. She was on television.
Right.
He said that there were 37,000 people that were registered to vote, and like 20% were Democrats.
Wow. That's interesting. Stay right there. We'll be back for your second segment. Amazing information.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. To stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
They're so prissy and it's
right.
Terrible.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty crazy, isn't it?
It's really terrible.
Yeah. So we have some very dangerous times right now, don't we?
Yeah,
and we're back.
Do,
so, Josh, where is it going? We are in the holidays now. We just finished Thanksgiving. We're on our way toward Hanukkah and Christmas. We're heading toward December 9th. In fact, we have Susan Lindauer, and she wants to release information after the 9th because she says she has very important intel. We'll be getting on the show not only Greg Ford coming back, but also we're bringing on General Janice Karpinski. I've got her book, by the way. Barbara Honegger, and, of course, other experts that back up what you say. And people need to realize these are very dangerous times for the people not only of America but the whole world, because if America goes down the toilet, the whole world's in trouble. And, you know, I have people in countries around the world that contact me. We have to have the rule of law and the proper judicial rules of how rules of evidence. This thing with Schiff violates every rule and every law of British common law going back to the Magna Carta. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It really, truly is. I mean, you know, you're right. If we're not leading the rest of the world, then that means that someone else is in that leadership position. And that person or that country obviously could be China or Russia or some other bad actor, including the European Union. So America has to remain the number one strongest superpower. And to be quite frank, they should be the only superpower. Because when there are more superpowers, they threaten America. And again, I don't want America to play nice on the geopolitical, you know, stage. I want us to basically dictate to the rest of the world that America is the big bad, you know, big bad wolf out there, and you better be afraid of us and you better respect us. We'll treat you fairly, we'll treat you kindly, and we'll do business with you and things like that, but you need to understand your place. You are basically less important in a way, or subservient, whatever you want to use, whatever term you want to use, to the United States. And America must be number one, because if America's not, then that means that someone else is, and that means that there could be, you know, more communism and socialism and less freedom around the entire globe. And when America is strong, the rest of the world is stronger for it.
Right. Yeah, and basically, America is starting to lose some of the basis for the proper rule of law. For example, they're not just damaging Donald Trump; they're trying to damage the office of the president, aren't they?
Yeah, they don't. That's the thing, and that's what's so scary about this, is they don't care. They don't care that it's, you know, torpedoing their own chances in 2020. They hate this president more than anything else, and they don't care about the 63 million people that voted for him, obviously. It's really, really sad what they're doing, and it's going to blow up in their face, as it's already starting to.
Yeah, I'm surprised that actually more of the sort of middle-of-the-round Democrats, we even see Obama saying he's starting to try to criticize the uber-left and the people that are pushing the party so far that you know, they're not electable. When we even see Biden mouthing things that he would never be elected in the past if he'd actually said these now, back then. But, you know, the Biden of 2019 is not the Biden of back 20 or 30 years ago, is it?
No, of course not. But he's still the same sick weirdo. There's a new video out that literally he says on camera, "I like it when little boys and girls jump on my lap." I'm not joking. His own voice, you can clearly hear it. He's got a problem. He's got a problem with children. His grandchildren should be safeguarded from him. I think any children, any parent that is around him and they have young children, they should be very cognizant of where those children are and what they're doing. He said on video that he likes it when little boys or girls, you know, touch his, like, hairy legs. I mean, we're talking really sick stuff. If a Republican said what Joe Biden said on this video that has surfaced from 2017 during his... cornrow or cowpoke or whatever the hell it was, some speech, cow pot, corn pot. I don't know what the hell it was. Anyway, they found this extra video on this. If a Republican said any of that, they would have been out of the race, you know, umpteen years ago. But because it's Joe Biden, as I've said many times before, Democrats always get a pass when it comes to lewd and lascivious behavior and, you know, just being gross and everything else. And, of course, incompetent.
You know the thing that I find kind of bizarre? Like, in the past, like years ago, many years ago, when the news media, they would have to actually kind of have the person's behavior kind of somewhat schmoozable, or they could actually make a good, decent excuse. Now they don't even dress it up. Things are right in your face. It's like, if you're just even an average, normal IQ, decent person, you go, what the? You can't believe it.
Think about it. I'll give you an example. Joe Biden literally was sniffing a, you know, pre-teenager girl's hair and putting his hand around her waist and cupping her, you know, underdeveloped breast. But yet, not less than, I think, 10 years ago, maybe it was a little more than 10 years ago, I don't know, you had the guy in Virginia in the Senate race who said the word, what did he say, macaca or something, weird like macaca, I think he said. And that was the end of his career. You never heard from the guy ever again. But yet Joe Biden can literally cup a little teenage girl's, you know, underdeveloped breast and sniff her hair and whispers disgusting, weird things in her ear, and he's still running for president, for goodness sakes. Unreal. Unreal.
Yeah, I'll tell you where I think things are going to go. I have a feeling that Donald Trump's going to get reelected. If we get through to him, we're going to have a better policy in terms of dealing with the SAD, the Special Activity Division of the CIA and drug trade. We're going to have better dealings with China and Russia in terms of the proliferation of nukes to various countries. We're going to get a trade deal where we're not going to have more exportation of our businesses to the third world countries or second world countries like China. We're going to have a way of actually monitoring people, not just crossing the Mexican border, but coming in and overstaying visas. We're going to stop the theft of intellectual property in China and elsewhere. Not only Trump is going to get him, what I want him to do is have a Trumpian kind of foundation. So after he leaves office in 2024, because I'm pretty sure he's going to get in, we need to have the continuation of what I call decent Republican, constitutional Republican ideas. Not only here, one of the ideas he came up with about a month ago was to have a mutual defense treaty with Israel. He should do that now, so no matter what president we have a mutual defense with Israel, because Israel's in vile danger right now. And people need to understand, if Israel goes down, we go down too. We cannot let Israel be attacked, can we?
No. Absolutely not. Israel must always be protected. And, you know, there's a lot of people that may not think that, or, you know, they may call me an Israel first person or whatever, but I'm America first and Israel second for anyone that, you know, would question my loyalty to the United States. But let's face it, they are the only ally for the most part in the Middle East. I guess you could maybe call Jordan and Saudi Arabia. But remember, if Israel was not in the area, we normally would not be allied with Saudi Arabia and Jordan and other countries like that. So really, truly, the number one person that we can trust is obviously Israel. And what they are doing to Benjamin Netanyahu is more criminal on their end than anything that he may or may not have done. I think it's a political witch hunt, very similar to the Russia and Ukrainian witch hunt here. I think that he's Trump-like in a lot of ways. He's not going to allow people to invade Israel and blow things up. And, you know, he put up the Iron Dome. And, you know, he's done a lot of things where he's protected Israel. And the Likud party has been great for Israel and, quite frankly, Israel's survival. So I think that there's similarities there, not to mention the fact that Benjamin Netanyahu and Donald Trump have known each other for 25, 30 years, you know, from their time together in New York and things like that. So I think you put it all together, and the media, the left-wing media in Israel, is very similar to the left-wing media in America, and they both hate Trump.
Right. But they also are hating Netanyahu, too. I mean, Netanyahu has some issues, just like Trump has issues, but the fact is, you have to understand, we need to inform these people and get them to make better decisions. I mean, if you're waiting for someone perfect, it's not going to happen, but you want to advise them, and we need to have a public dialogue so that we can steer Trump and Netanyahu toward decisions that actually make more sense and protect us against a catastrophe down the road, whether it's a geopolitical or nuclear or biological, chemical or economic catastrophe, because there's a bunch of converging things in our not-too-distant future that are going to be really bad for nations and for the whole world. And information is the key. That's why we talked about this with Greg Ford, and he's got some things as an intel agent to kind of protect data. The most valuable thing right now is not gold or silver or land. It's data, isn't it? Wisdom. Facts.
Yeah.
You know, the actual
no
thing that gives you
and
the... Yeah.
Obviously, there's a lack of wisdom, clearly, in the United States of America these days. Very, very sad to see. But, you know, that's the reality that we find ourselves in, unfortunately.
Right. Well, if you're giving advice to, say, in the next week before, because by next week, this is the second, next week is Monday, which is the 9th, isn't it? It's the day they're going to release all of these documents. What's your prediction for what's going to happen with the FISA documents and what's going to happen as a response? Because on the 10th, as you mentioned, there's another event happening too, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if it's coincidence or not, but on the 10th of December, that's when the COPPA rules that YouTube has been forced to comply with will take effect. And I think it's a very odd coincidence that on Monday, December 9th, the IG FISA report is going to be taken and to be dropped. Now, if you want to know the truth, I believe that the FISA report is going to be very similar to the Fast and Furious report. And by the way, the same Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, was also the Inspector General for the Fast and Furious report. And what happened there? Well, very clear. Barack Obama and Eric Holder were never held accountable for the gun running operation that they oversaw. And instead, some low-level executives and low-level Arizona, I think, attorney generals and, you know, and district attorneys and things like that were held accountable. I think the same thing's going to happen. I don't think that your higher, upper echelon of the FBI and Department of Justice are going to be held accountable at all, unfortunately.
No.
And I think it may fall on some lower-level folks that may be held accountable. So, again, you're not going to have a situation, and I want people to understand this, where they've already come out and said that they didn't think that there was political bias, which is absolutely asinine to even say.
Right.
Of course there was political bias.
Right.
So I'm not very confident, to be honest, and another reason I'm not confident is because James Clapper, John Brennan, and Andrew McCabe are all still paid political analysts for CNN and MSNBC, respectively. Now, if those networks knew that there was an issue or they were going to be imminently indicted or arrested, they wouldn't be that dumb to allow them to continue to do their job. So you have to just kind of look at the tea leaves and say that more than likely this isn't going to be where justice is held. Is it possible that Barr and Durham will? Yes, it is. But the Horowitz investigation, you have to understand, he can't indict people. He can't convene a grand jury. He can't arrest people. All he can do is write a silly little report.
Yeah. Yeah, my feeling is that although Barr can do things, because he was involved with the cover-up of 9/11 and Uranium One and other things, it's my guess that there are goods they have on him, and some of the things. The other one I wanted you to comment on is a tax attack against Trump. And it's almost like they want to create a Damocles sword hanging over him because the New York State is doing this. That, you know, it's almost like the old story that you show me the man and I'll show you the crime. They want to have the tax issues over Trump hanging over him like Damocles sword. I'm wondering, what do you think that'll have an effect?
I don't know if it'll have an effect. I think that that's just going to be an ongoing battle behind the scenes.
Right.
And that's unfortunate that President Trump has to even deal with it. But you have to understand, the New York Attorney General's office, when she was elected, a black female, I can't think of her name right off the hand, but she said point blank, if you elect me, I will go after President Trump. I will make his life a living nightmare, and I will continue to subpoena him and ask for documents and investigate him. That's literally how she won. I'm not joking. She literally won on that, premise.
Isn't that bizarre?
Thank you,
Josh. Again, the website is Patreon, patreon.com/ Josh Bernstein to see his videos and his information and analysis.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that day.
And welcome back. And one of my favorite co-hosts we're going to have on more frequently, hopefully, in the new year, is Dr. Ron Klatz, a good long-term friend. The founding member, along with his colleague, Dr. Bob Goldman, for the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And this academy, by the way, is worldwide. I think, is it over 800,000 health professionals and like 130,000 or 40,000 doctors worldwide? And
well, I wish it was that many.
I know it's approaching it, though, isn't it? What is it?
So right now, the numbers are pretty good. We've trained over 200,000 health professionals to date.
Right.
And we have membership of 28,000 doctors in 120 countries around the world.
Right. Well, that's really good. Well, the numbers are a lot smaller than I thought, but they're huge. Well, here's what's going on. It's like the tale of two cities. We have the best of times and worst of times. We have demineralized our food since World War II. We've put toxic pesticides like Roundup to cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and probably other diseases. We have scalar radiation from dirty electricity and now smart grid and now 5G that they're spreading around the world. In fact, I got a summary of what's going on with smart grid, and some of these satellite companies are going to start activating their smart grid satellites as early as February. They plan on putting 20,000 satellites in low Earth orbit, plus in almost every building you can imagine in major cities that they want, and even in the roadways in Japan. They create what's called e-toxins. And what people don't understand, these things are actually going to shorten the lifespan of not only humans, but other parts of the biosphere. Insects, birds, amphibians are particularly relevant, and they've got biome in your body and mitochondria. They're all, those five different areas are particularly sensitive to electrotoxins, I call it e-toxins. Life extension, by the way, we're now making some major headway. Of those 28,000 doctors in Lost Stem Cell Clinics, we're not only squaring the life curve, which means we're going to make you live a lot healthier into your old age, and there's going to be a lot more centenarians with technology we have, but we're also approaching the idea of what we call zero senescence, where people won't literally physically age, but actually reverse aging, and it'll become bidirectional. We'll start regrowing with new technology and layers, organs, or like regrowing limbs or an eyeball or even parts of brain tissue or your liver, either de novo in you or transplanted after we actually grow it and put it into your body. So these things in the next few years are going to transform. So I think, as I'm using sarcasm, people will die of selfies if they hang on the side of a cliff or the Grand Canyon or a building. They'll die of violence or a coronal mass ejection from the sun or starvation or violence, but they won't die of the typical diseases we do, like cancer and heart disease and other things. And unless you die in a violent way, you look really good in your coffin at maybe 150, right?
Well, that's the plan, and that's what we've been working for since the creation of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine back in 1991.
Right.
And so we're coming up on 30 years, and we're an overnight success. It only took us about 28 years to get there, to get to the point where the world has come to the understanding that aging is, in fact, a preventable disease. As
right.
a matter of fact, MIT Technology Review, just about a month ago, published their cover story was aging, an end to aging, the end of aging, that aging, you had a choice.
Right.
You could choose to age or you could choose not to age. And that's been basically the mantra and the focus of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine since our inception. We always believed that aging was a degenerative disease process, but it was so ubiquitous everybody thought, "Oh, well, that's so natural. That's
right.
natural. Let's not fool with it." Well, heck, tuberculosis is natural too.
Right, right. Yeah, here's a couple of things that I want to kind of bring forward to kind of get some topics going. First is, I went into medicine and with already a PhD, didn't finish the writing thesis, but I finished a PhD in oceanography and genetics. So I had a PhD in biochemistry and genetics and nuclear technology before I went in. So I asked a lot of questions. I actually drove my professors nuts by asking them questions. And they said, "You should go be a pathologist." At that time, they didn't have what's called living pathology, because what you are and I am is what we call living pathologists. We deal with the living, not the dead. And that's what we call integrative medicine. It's not herbology. It's not just imaging. It's not just genetics. It's integrating all these techniques and science of toxicology, genetics, epigenetics, immunotoxicology, quantum biophysics, a whole bunch of range of areas that actually, when you take them all together, there's about five or six different specialties that should extend the medical school training another 3 to 4 years and have to defend a medical integrative PhD before you actually graduate. That's why doctors, to be honest with you, are not trained to become problem solvers unless they go off and do something like a PhD in physiology, and then they have a specific chink area of expertise. But we need to expand that. What your academy does is teach doctors to get into functional medicine. What I've done, and I mentioned this last week, is I like to help train some of them. If they contact me, I just charge by the half hour. I don't ask them to sign a contract or anything. If they have a chart, I'll kind of go over it and tell them how I approach functional medicine. And basically, I'm self-taught. I've been doing this for 40 years, long before pretty well anybody else, even Dr. William Ray at the Environmental Clinic in Dallas, because I was a member of Greenpeace 50 years ago, working as an oceanographer before I went into medicine. So what I want people to understand is what you've done in your academy is you've opened it up that this should be not alternative. I don't like the term alternative medicine. This should be integrated into everybody's practice, whether you're a geriatrician or pediatrician or obstetrician or an obstetric doctor. This should be part of the extended training of every health professional, doctor, nurse, EMT technician, whatever. It shouldn't be something considered alternative, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, alternative is such a pejorative word.
Right.
That was the alternative, not to take a drug that is toxic to the body. I mean, we're not against drugs. We're against toxicity. You know, we're all for things that are helpful to the body. To do a procedure to avoid surgery. It's strange what's considered alternative medicine. So what was considered alternative medicine before is now becoming the mainstream, cutting edge, avant-garde of healthcare.
I'll use an example of
not practicing alternative medicine. You may want to ask yourself if is your doctor.
Exactly. I'll give you an example. One of my friends, Dr. Chris Centeno, ran the stem cell clinic in Broomfield, Colorado, when I practiced in Denver. And he had a stem cell lab where he and his colleague actually would take your bone marrow and actually grow your stem cells, and he'd injected either platelet-rich plasma or stem cells after you grew it for a few weeks into your joints and regenerate your joints. You didn't need a joint replacement. The FDA, I call the fatal drugs allowed people, came after him and said, oh, you can't do that. Even though he had a barcode to make sure that it was the same person's proper bone marrow, he was told that if you multiply it 24 hours, it's a drug. So he had to move his clinic to Grand Cayman Islands. So if I get a colleague that wants to, a patient that wants to get a joint regeneration, I refer him to Dr. Centeno, and they have to fly to Grand Cayman to stay a few weeks. He draws her bone marrow on the first day, multiplies it in his lab, and then uses a C-arm to inject it, say, your popliteal joint to your knee or your ankle or whatever to regenerate your joint. So you don't need a surgical joint replacement. Now, we have other nutraceuticals we can add to that and other technologies. We have epigenetic frequency therapy now that can actually stimulate your DNA to make structural proteins and enzymes, and I'm pioneering that based on research from Linus Pauling and Reif and many others. We also have My Red Deer Velvet DR that's the first product in the world that preserves the 300 molecules and the 6-plus hormones that the placenta creates, which is part of the baby that actually, when you're in utero, you don't age. You physically get bigger and you have apoptosis, getting rid of old cells and growing bigger organs, but you don't physiologically age when you're in utero. You only start when they cut the cord. So they call it your birthday, but they actually should change the term correctly to be your death day, because the first day you start dying is when the cord is cut from your birth through the vagina, or if you had a C-section, that's the first day you start dying. Isn't that interesting? Your death day.
That is, yes.
That's kind of bizarre, but I mean, I'm a bizarre kind of guy. I like to crystallize ideas in either humor or comic relief or pictures in your mind. And the thing that I always do, which is, makes me kind of like a strange guy, is I always ask you, most important things, ask better questions. So, for example, I believe that all life forms are basically a hologram. And so, in fact, life is not really, it descends in, like a China dolls from the hologram into epigenetics, gene switching in picoseconds, the structural proteins and enzymes, and then what we call origami DNA to how to build an organ. So Dr. Cavinson at the Russian Academy developed these peptides, and the peptide market this last year is about $42.5 billion. So people are buying peptides to regenerate their kidneys, their heart, whatever, their eyeballs. And what the peptides are is when your organ's deteriorating, there's proteins that tell your genes to say, hey, start regenerating the organ again. Well, what I'm doing is working on extracting the frequency of those peptides so you can create an epigenetic field to create what I call origami DNA. And almost like taking a piece of paper, if you're a Japanese origami expert, and you can fold a little tiger or an elephant or whatever, right? So the primary thing that regulates your genes is mineral resonance. And that's why eutoxins are so dangerous. If you have a mercury ballast light, it actually generates e-toxins and actually jams zinc metalloenzymes because it has the same valence pattern. So you lose copper zinc SOD1 if you have mercury poisoning or mercury electromagnetics affecting you. So we have to start looking broader as to what life is, and what we're doing to our environment is actually going to shorten lifespan and make people sicker and dumber and more infertile, isn't it?
Well, you know, you're right. There are so many toxins in the environment, in the food, the air, the water, the radio frequency, all these things, and you know, even radiation from Fukushima. And I understand that many of the U.S. power stations are not exactly perfect.
They're all leaking. They're all leaking thorium and tritium and other things. And I've actually developed. I developed a technology to actually create a jamming frequency against electro pollution. I can generate now with effects up to 500 meters for your home or business and have effects up to 25 miles due to jamming frequency against e-toxins. I have that now. First in history.
Well, these new technologies are what's going to be needed because the environmental pollution is a major risk. Perhaps as great a risk as cancer, heart disease, diabetes. As mentioned, the environmental toxins may, in fact, be the underlying cause of many of these disorders.
Well, look at heart disease. For example, I did work back in 1977 when I was a resident of Vancouver General with Dr. Moskowitz, and who's a PhD biochemist, and we did hundreds of blood levels, draw blood from Eskimos, Northwest Territories, and Alaskans, and they had cholesterols of 3,000 to 3,500. None of them got heart disease because they had a little pouch in their belt, and they ate seal flipper and narwhal blubber. Narwhal blubber has tons of ascorbic acid and lots of polyphenol antioxidants. So when you look at the Framingham study, this is Framingham lies, because you can look at other cultures that have more sugar than us, like in other countries, more carbohydrates, and more fats, and they don't have heart disease. It's because of our diet. We have mercury-based alkali extraction for sugar, high fructose corn syrup. We've got trans fats that make you, when your macrophage dies, because they eat trans fats or oxidized 9-neuronal hydroxycholesterol, they die and form a foam cell. A foam cell secretes soluble lichen 1 and 2, and it causes platelets and fibrin to precipitate like a tar paper shack in Haiti. So the problem is, you see, doctors are not trained to be scientists or ask good questions because it's embarrassing. You know, a lot of the procedures are because we have a fee-for-service system and the doctors are driven to actually get the patients in and out of the office or do a procedure so they can pay for their rent and their office staff and buy a bigger boat, I call it. Ha ha. Right?
Sure.
And the problem is, you see, when I talk to people, I talked to one of the cardiologists last year, and he had a PhD in plant. I asked him what his PhD was, and it was plant genetics. I said, okay. Well, I did work with a doctor from Harvard back in the late 90s, early 2000s, and I had a dual laser viscometer in my office in Denver. And the only place you can get a dual laser viscometer now is at Willow, Washington at Meridian Valley Labs, where it measures your blood viscometry. So the problem is, you see, people don't even ask better questions to understand that they're not just getting older, they're getting sicker, their genes are being silenced, they got biotoxins that are building up, and aging is a disease. We don't approach it that way, do we?
Well, we're beginning to, thank goodness, and that's the rise of aging medicine.
Exactly,
for
A4M.
For more information, they can go to worldhealth.net, our website.
Worldhealth.net. And aging basically is informational, isn't it? Worldhealth.net is the best place to go to start off with your journey toward understanding. You don't have to get old really fast and die of a disease or get demented like in Britain. Number one cause of death in Britain is dementia now. Aha.
Yes, it is. Aha is right.
Which is most important because...